Hello, Bessa Plastic Surgery. Terry speaking.
Oh, hello, Terry. It's Marion Hill, John Hill's wife.
Yeah, hi. How are
hi.
You?
Hi. No, not bad. Thank you. Having traumas with the skin graft, but
okay.
I guess it's okay, but...
Do you want to send me in a photo of it, if you're worried about it?
Yeah, I could, actually. I took a photo of it yesterday after I'd... very troublesome getting the soft, you know, I don't know what you call it, bandage.
It's
the one you cut to the size of it, like a...
Oh, and, getting it off.
Getting it off. And even though I put Vaseline on the...
Did you soak it? Can you soak it off?
Oh, yeah, I've done that. I did that. Yeah. I reckon it took about half an hour nearly to...
Soaked it all off.
It was really stuck. And because there's a scab sort of all the way around it.
Is this the donor site or the graft?
The graft. On his nose, where the...
Okay.
Oh, no, the other one's okay, the donor side.
All right.
I haven't even looked at that. I mean, I have, but it's okay.
Yeah. I know he's coming in on Friday, isn't he? But look, if you're worried, send me a photo and I'll, because Mr. Ross is still here, he hasn't left yet, so I could show him.
I want to know about Friday when John's coming in for 4:15 to see Dr. Ross.
Yeah.
He's going to do the margins. On his arm, he said he's got a melanoma. Dr. Ross said he's got a melanoma.
Okay.
And he's going to do the margins, I think. Now, I don't know whether he's going to have to go into the into the hospital surgery, you know, unit, or whether he's going to do it in his rooms. I don't really know the procedure.
I don't know. What do you mean he's going to do the margins? He's going to draw... Because we haven't booked John in for another procedure, have we? As far as I know. Let me have a little look. Hang on, I'm going to... Bear with me. Maybe I'll ask David before he leaves so I can let you know exactly what's happening. Sorry, let me... Computer's so slow today. All right, so I know we see him Friday... let me just read what David wrote in his notes last time. Gosh, he had a lot of things off, poor man. Let's see if he wrote anything else. Right. He hasn't written anything here about margins, about his arm. I don't know anything about that.
On the left arm,
Was there a biopsy done? Do you know? Because I can't see any biopsy.
Oh, I think that's what... He said they all came back either, I think there was 2 SCCs and all the rest were BCCs apart from this one on his left arm, which he said was a melanoma, and he's only taken 1 millimetre and he didn't realise that it was a melanoma until the reports came back. So I thought he was going, he said, you might have to take 5 or 10. I'm only just remembering what he said.
Right. I'm just going to look at the pathology here from what was cut off. So, because we haven't seen you since we got the pathology back, have we? Where's the summary here? Oh, gosh, there's a lot of here. All right, let me see if I can find. So, I've got nose, forehead, left ear, left arm, upper. Okay. That's number 5. Let's see what it said for number 5. Okay, it said it's an ulcerated superficial spreading malignant melanoma, okay, composed of atypical epithelial cells which infiltrate. Blah, blah, blah. Gosh. Focal features. Although features of aggression extend. Gosh, I don't know. It's all double dutch, really. But it was a malignant, melanoma. So maybe he feels he needs to, you know, excise it a little more. But he wouldn't do it then and there. Maybe he's just going to look at it and talk about, just discuss it with you.
Oh, okay. So margins to it.
No, I think John's been through enough, don't you think?
Oh, well, if it was urgent, he needs to have it done sort of.
Yeah.
I don't, this is where we're really not sure.
So when did...
We saw David on Friday.
Okay.
We went there at 1:30, I think it was, or 1:15, something like that.
Okay.
And he took some of it because he could have taken more stitches out. He did take the ones out in the ear.
Okay.
There are more stitches to come out.
Can I just pop you on hold 1 second? I'll just ask David because he's here. Just 1 moment.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Bayside Plastic Surgery, a premier Melbourne-based plastic surgery practice devoted to both cosmetic and reconstructive surgery of the face, body and breast. We currently feature some of the most innovative treatments and surgical techniques available for cosmetic surgery of the face and body, as well as breast enhancement. You're in safe hands when you visit us at Bayside Plastic Surgery.
At Bayside Plastic Surgery, we have a great team of professionals to help make your experience with us an enjoyable one. Our friendly team can answer questions about any aspect of your visit. Just ask when we return to the phone.
Are you there?
Yes.
So he said he's just going to have a discussion with you about his arm, okay? But he will need another procedure, but he hasn't discussed when or decided that with you. Then he said with his nose, okay, if it's still got stuff coming off, like leave it uncovered and just keep washing it and keep it really clean, okay? And only cover it if it's dry.
It's dry now, like it's hard sort of.
Yeah, he doesn't want the scabs building up though, so he wants you to sort of soak those off. He said he gave you an information sheet.
I've got that.
You've got that? Okay. Do you think those instructions are fairly clear or?
They are, if they all work out, because there's a word there that says it may assist in doing something. Well, I can't say it didn't assist. I love that. It may. I love that.
All right. Because once I get some new staff in here, I think I'm going to go and revise all those information sheets.
It was pretty good. It's just that when you do it all the time, you're not sure
what you're doing. When it's
the first time or second time, because I've done it before.
I know.
With John's face, but it's...
Yeah, you're never quite sure that you're doing the right thing. I know.
I didn't want the scabs. So I remember last time you said, don't, because of the infection you get underneath the scabs. But the scab's only on the perimeter of the circle.
Yeah.
It looks pink.
Good. Well, that's good. Okay, that's good. We want that. I mean, we just want it to heal without any infection, really. That's the principle. Okay.
Yeah, but should I be getting rid of all the scab that's around the...
Yeah, if you can just, but gently. You don't want.
I'm scared. It's kind of.
I know, and also if you pull them off, you don't want to pull the graft off with it.
No,
that's
for goodness' sake.
That's the thing, and so it's sort of that fine line between, you know, looking after it and then not sort of, you know, because it's all got to take. So if it's pink and you sort of, you touch it and it goes white and you take your hand away and it goes pink again, that's good. That's perfect. That's sort of what you want. That's in the middle.
That's in the middle, but it's just the edges that are on.
And look, sometimes there's bits that don't take and they'll just heal slowly from the outside to the inside, and if, you know, if it hasn't quite taken there. But scabs can form, and the problem with, you know, if you've got infection, the infection will be underneath. So that's why he doesn't prefer really.
So I should still keep washing it every day.
Yeah, you can't. You just really keep it clean. That's the really important thing. But, you know, it's hard with skin graft because you can't really rub it hard or anything because you can pull the whole thing off. So you've just sort of got to manage it gently, but still sort of keep it clean, soap and water. If you've got liquid soap, better than any other sort of soap.
Yeah, I'm using the green palm olive, I think, or whatever.
Yeah,
I saw him use it.
Yeah, you just a cake of soap because they grow a lot of bacteria in them themselves.
Oh, no, I'm not using that. Oh, no. I just used exactly what I saw David use.
Yeah,
the first
perfect.
Time.
Yeah. Or, and you'll get there, and then he'll. But look, any time you're worried about it, you can just send me a little photo and I'll forward it to David and he'll just can say, do this or do that, you know. All right.
I can imagine what he's thinking. Okay.
No, it's all right. It's hard. You've got a lot of wounds there to look after. So it is tricky. I'm sure you're doing a good job.
Oh, I'm sure. Better than nothing, I suppose. Yeah. Maybe, I don't know. Yes, and hopefully. Anyway, thank you very much.
I know someone was telling me that their pharmacy had a service where they do dressings.
Yeah, well, they do it at our local doctor's. It's just down the road from us. You know, you walk there.
You know, you could always do that if you're really worried about it, you know, and you're too scared to sort of, you know, or, you know, you're nervous or not sure about what you're doing. I mean, that's another option for you. Might give you peace of mind.
Yeah, then I worry about whether the nurse would know what she was.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's the thing, because, you know, with grafts, but you think they would see a few skin grafts and things.
Okay, well, that was my fallback. If I needed to, I'd go to the fever nurses up at the clinic.
But just, just keep it really, clean.
Clean.
Okay, that's the most important thing, and just sort of gently remove scabs. And it will heal, you know. The only healing takes time. and it doesn't heal any faster ever, but it'll heal slower if there's infection. Okay, if that makes any sense.
Yeah. And
like, yeah.
You feel like, you know, this is to the uninitiated, you feel like if you clean it, it's going to delay it. You know, but that's not true.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's not delaying
the scabs down. It formed the scab when I first took the operation.
Scabs are sort of fine when they're, you know, it's just they can. I think the surgeons have seen a lot of infections underneath the scabs and people just sort of leave it and don't touch it.
But it is true.
It is the body's sort of own covering. It's like a scab is like it's the body's own Band-Aid. But sometimes you can put a Band-Aid. If you put a Band-Aid over something infected, it can just fester underneath. So I think that's where it all comes from.
So when I clean it, say today, is it best not to put another gauze bandage on it, you know, a little.
Are you finding the gauze is sticking to it?
Yeah.
Then I would leave it open if it's all sticking to it, and just keep washing it
Vaseline on it, and
it's still
Vaseline on the bandage. It's still stuck.
So you put the Vaseline on the bandage like it's a, you know, like peanut butter on a piece.
Yeah,
of bread,
I did that.
You know?
And it still sticks.
It's stuck.
Not as bad as the first time when I took it off the
Maybe you need to put a thicker layer.
Thicker layer.
I mean, the good thing about the Vaseline is it, as long as it's clean underneath, you know, it's sort of, it'll heal underneath there and it'll stop all the debris and stuff sort of getting into it. You know, it's...
Yeah, put a protective...
You do. So you're basically keeping it clean, so you're protecting it from injury and infection. They're the two things you're protecting it from, so it can just heal in its normal time that it takes to heal. And the graft, like imagine, because everything heals from the outside in, so imagine that whole area, if the graft wasn't there, it would have to heal from the very outside all the way in. It's like it's a lake, you know, coming all the way into the centre. And and then it also, you know, it
won't get a scab.
It's a very slow way of healing, and the slower it, longer it takes, the more chance of getting infections and things. So that's why they use graft.
It's shocking business. Okay.
Yeah, I know. Poor John. Anyway, I'm sure you're doing a great job. It's just you're just a bit nervous because you haven't really, you're not used to doing
it. I'm not a nurse.
It's all right.
Okay.
All right. And things change all the time. They always change the way they do things. But, you know, good old-fashioned principles, just keep it clean. Keep it clean and dry and heal. Okay.
I could send you the photo yesterday after.
Yeah, send
after
it through.
Cleaned it. And that all that, the pale stuff that you see sort of, around the edge, that is healed into a scab today.
Okay, because it's dried. It's dried into a scab. And I think that's probably what he wants you to gently remove.
Oh, dear. Okay.
But send it through. Send it through and I'll send it on to him. Do you want me to give you the mobile number over the phone?
I've got his... Have I?
You can send it straight directly to him. Have you got his mobile number?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I hope.
0408 120 290. Just send him an SMS and just say, you know, hey David, you know, this is John's wound, you know.
Is it all going okay?
Yeah. I'm following your instructions, but should I be removing what's on the outside or should I just be letting it?
That's a good idea.
That's what you want to know, isn't it?
That's right.
And he'll say, you know, yes, no.
Yes.
Yes or no, and give you a whole lot of other instructions too. All right.
Okay.
All right, and then we'll see you on. We're seeing if you need to be clear in your mind what you're doing. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Thank you, Terry.
Take care. Okay.
Much appreciated. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.